Country Club FM.
The Bob Almanac is on the air, and it's brought to you by Split Rock Coffee. It's the coffee you can drink all day. It's the coffee with the lower acidity. And according to the coffee drinker in my life, that results in a smooth and yummy flavor that is not sour on your tummy. So it's smooth and yummy and not sour on your tummy. It's a perfect balance of flavors. It's Split Rock Coffee, disabled veteran-owned Split Rock Coffee. Split Rock Coffee, please ask your grocer about it. Or you can go to splitrockcoffee.com and order online, and we have a chance for you to win Split Rock Coffee coming up during today's Bob Almanac. Breakfast blend, medium roast, 10-ounce bag, already ground for you. All you need to do is brew it and drink it.
Can't hardly beat that. It's, even I could do that if I drank coffee.
Wednesday, December 16th, 351st day of the year. We have 15 days until the end of the year. Pretty historic event on this date. It's one of those things that you learn about in school.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Boston Tea Party.
Oh, yes.
The colonists were upset about the taxation without representation.
We'd had enough.
Boston Harbor. Tea was a big deal. Now, if somebody dumps tea into a harbor, it really doesn't matter. Tea isn't that big of a deal. Coffee has taken over. But at that time, tea was huge.
Right.
It would have been like dumping actual dollar bills or PlayStation 5s into the Boston Harbor. You know, PlayStation 5, the PS5s are huge.
Yes, yes.
People in England are like hijacking semi-truck trailers to try and take control of these things. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Very serious about their video games in England. So they raided three British ships in the Boston Harbor. American colonists, they were disguised as Native Americans. Why they did that, that is open for debate.
Right.
But they dumped more than 300 chests of tea.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of tea. It's not just like 300 tea bags. These are chests of unprocessed, unbagged tea. The incident was a protest against taxation, no representation, that whole deal. And the ball was rolling for revolution, Neil.
Yep. And it would keep rolling.
You can take away my freedoms. You can take away this. You can make me wear a hat. You can make me wear a mask. But you take away my tea and tax my tea more than I want you to tax it, there will be war.
There's going to be a fight.
So 1915 on this date, Albert Einstein published his General Theory of Relativity. Of course, that is the theory that describes what it means to be third cousin twice removed. The theory of relativity. It's all relative. Yes. 1915. 1944 in the news.
Facing the brief but furious German counteroffensive in Belgium, American engineers string barbed wire barricades in bitter winter weather. Snow has no beauty on a war front for the men who must do the fighting.
So it was the Battle of the Bulge, one of the famous names. You have Pork Chop Hill, you have Hamburger Hill. You have Heartbreak Ridge. You have a lot of these wars and battles that have these famous names. This is one of them, the Battle of the Bulge. It was in Belgium as German forces counteroffensive. And it was a loss for the Germans, Neil.
Yep.
Things were really turning the tide towards the Allies here late in 1944.
Yeah, it wouldn't be much longer.
130,000 German casualties. Sadly, 77,000 U.S. casualties. Battle of the Bulge, this date in Belgium. 1944. Also, same day.
You're under arrest for indecent southern exposure. It's against the law. Get it going. It's the Who's Gow for you, bub.
It's the Who's Gow for you, bub. It was what they consider the first ever appearance of Yosemite Sam. Although it wasn't Yosemite Sam, it was actually a sheriff. But he looked like Yosemite Sam, although his hair was gray, not the red hair that we've grown to know about Yosemite Sam. But that is basically seen. It was a Bugs Bunny cartoon called Stage Door Cartoon. He was arresting Elmer Fudd there.
Right.
And it's the start of Yosemite Sam. Most of those, what's fun about those,
I love that
about the debuts of these cartoon characters in general, but certainly Warner Brothers, they all usually debut as something different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? They're not exactly what we grew and learn to accept them as,
right,
you know, as we, as when they became popular, they were something different. They debuted as something else, but it's kind of fun to see the development,
yeah,
and the evolution of those characters. And one of those, good old Yosemite Sam.
You have to like Yosemite.
You got to like Yosemite Sam. And yeah, how many trucks are out there with the mud flaps with Yosemite Sam on them with double guns,
right,
double fisted? He's got, you know, the revolvers in both hands ready to go. Come on, varmint. So that was 1944. In 53, now this is commonplace now, White House press conferences. They do them all the time. They've got,
sure,
a press room just for press conferences. And they get heated every now and then. You've got people in there saying things goofy and weird, like Alexander Haig, I'm in charge here. But the first ever White House press conference, President Eisenhower, 161 reporters. This date in 1953. It wasn't televised, though. There's no video or audio of it. Just a news conference, mostly for print reporters. The first televised news conference of a president didn't happen until Eisenhower did one in 55.
Interesting, yeah.
Did you learn something there, Neil?
Yeah, it would have been, I'm sure, Korean War would have been a long topic.
Long time ago.
53.
I can still remember how that music used to make me.
So this song was released, all 8 minutes and 36 seconds of it.
I knew if I had my chance,
American Pie,
that I could make those people dance.
Of course, the day the music died is prominently featured in this song. It's
right,
kind of the central theme, but the overall theme probably would have to be the loss of innocence.
Mm-hmm.
From the early rock and roll generation, and then the crash in 59, and all the things that happened in the 60s and 71, Don McLean put it all into song form, yeah. They did have a radio edit, which was brought it under 5 minutes. It's 4-something. It's not as good, though. You got to listen to the full one here. Although we don't have time to do it.
No, not right now.
On today's Bob Almanac, because we have coffee to give away. 73.
He gets the ball again. Has he got the 4 yards? Yes, he does. That's it. Down to the 43-yard line, O.J. Simpson has now surpassed the rushing mark of Jim Brown.
So O.J. Simpson broke Jim Brown's record single season. He went over 2,000 yards. Eventually, later in the game, he rushed over 200 yards. The record was 1863, and he finished the game and the season with 2,003 for O.J. Simpson.
Pretty impressive.
And nobody was murdered in that game either. Which
pretty
is
impressive.
Which is good, too.
Yeah.
So a couple of accomplishments there. Of course, we've had a number of running backs surpass 2,000 yards. It's 6 or 7 now total. And,
right,
of course, AP did it. And I think he's number 2 on the all-time. He got closest to surpassing,
Dickerson. Yeah.
But the thing about O.J. Simpson, what's amazing about his, he's the only one who reached 2,000 in only 14 games.
Pretty impressive.
So yeah, almost,
he was very, very skilled.
Almost asterisk worthy.
Yeah. Yes.
Because of the 14 games.
Right.
But he was better. You know, he was a good running back and all that. And, of course, we know about the murder and all that other stuff. You know, he was also probably the best thing he was best at was probably renting cars through and running through airports.
Yes. He was
running there. Over.
Hertz or whatever it was.
It was Hertz. Yes. Good job. 1988.
Of course, I'm an excellent driver.
You know how to drive?
Yeah.
Right now. You never touch the steering wheel when I'm driving. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Do you hear me?
Of course, I don't have my underwear.
What?
It was the release of Rain Man this day. Tom Cruise, Dustin Hoffman went and saw that in the movie theaters, as I recall.
It's a good show.
Yeah, 2 minutes to Wapner. Yeah. We knew how long it was to Wapner, and we knew that Dustin Hoffman, we knew that Ray would only buy his underwear from Kmart.
Mm.
As you used to. When you worked at Kmart, I'm sure that's where you bought your underwear now.
Absolutely.
Right? You go right to the underwear department. Maybe you worked in the underwear department, in the lingerie department of Kmart.
Mm.
You could help people make their choices on what their undergarments should be.
I did not.
2009, but this date, astronomers discovered a planet, an exoplanet, an Earth-like planet. Planet GJ1214b,
huh?
First known exoplanet in which water could exist. In fact, the entire planet is water. And you know what it means when a planet has water or the evidence of water, Neil? What does that mean? What's important about a planet having water on it?
It's wet.
No, because it would support the making of gravy. That is a planet, because you're not going to, you can't have gravy without water. So any planet that doesn't have water, there will be no gravy, thus no humans would want to live there. 2009. How about 2011?
Major League Baseball star Barry Bonds avoided jail time today and was sentenced to house arrest and probation.
Barry Bonds is?
A cheater.
30 days home confinement, 2 years probation, community service, grand jury testimony. He had a perjury regarding steroid use. He said he didn't use them when he was under oath, and it turned out he did use them. That's perjury, Neil.
That is.
And you should be punished.
And he was.
2011. Then another football career highlight here.
But I think he's searching for another mighty mark. Will he get it here? Yes! Touchdown pass, 5-4-0 in the 5-0-4.
What? Drew Brees. Where's Frank Gifford when you need him?
Right.
On the call there. That's Monday Night Football from last year, 2019. Drew Brees breaks Peyton Manning's NFL record career touchdown pass. Remember the good old days when Fran Tarkenton owned all of those?
Yes.
And then it was Marino.
Yes.
And then it was Favre, and then it was Manning. And yeah, now it's Drew Brees, and somebody else will come along and break him. It won't be Taysom Hill, though.
I don't think so.
Taysom Hill's the guy. He's playing. Drew Brees isn't playing, right? Is he hurt?
No, he's hurt.
He's out for the rest of the season? Is so that the word from there?
I think Brady passed him up now.
Probably did. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
Brees is out.
That would have been this year sometime then.
Oh, yeah.
Because Brees did it last year.
They've been going back and forth.
Well, can you look that up? No, sure. I'll look it up. No, you can look it up. Now, somebody else look it up.
Okay.
2019. Time now for birthdays. And again, Split Rock Coffee will be giving away some already ground 10-ounce breakfast blend coffee.
I'm Ed Bradley.
I'm Steve Croft.
I'm Leslie Stahl.
I'm Scott Pelley.
I'm Morley Safer.
I'm Brian Fellow.
I'm Detective John Kimball.
Now, who are those on 60 Minutes? Who is celebrating today? Know your 60 Minutes correspondents here on the Bob Almanac.
Oh, boy.
Out of those, some of them are dead.
Yeah.
Leslie Stahl. Okay. Is 79. 79 for Leslie Stahl today. Also, know your members of ABBA Day today here on the Bob Almanac. So you've got a 1 in 4 chance. Which of the members of ABBA is celebrating a birthday today?
I don't know their names. So.
Benny, Bjorn, Agnetha, and Anna Frieda.
Bjorn.
It's Benny.
Ah.
Benny Anderson. It's 74 today. You know, Benny and Bjorn, they wrote One Night in Bangkok. They did some stuff with Tim Rice and some musicals and things. Benny Anderson, he gave us ABBA, and a wonderful writer. And then he can play piano, too. He's very good at that. They needed a keyboard player for ABBA, and he is 74. One of the members of ZZ Top celebrating today. One of the guys with a beard, it's Billy Gibbons.
So then I knew it wasn't Frank Beard.
No, you knew that.
Billy Gibbons, guitarist.
And what?
He's a guitarist.
Yes, exactly. He might be able to help you with that cough, too. He knows he's a holistic healer, too. Ooh. I don't know if you knew that about Billy Gibbons. You
love
can tell.
That music.
And that Ford hot rod that they used for that album back in the 80s was pretty good. So Billy Gibbons is 71.
You're looking at the frizz, I'm the rookie. I may be large, but I'm no dumb cookie. You see me hit, you see me run. When I kick and pass, we'll have more fun. I can dance, you will see. The others, they all learn from me. I didn't come here looking for trouble. I just came to do the Super Bowl show.
So 1985, this guy comes out of Clemson, and he just takes the world by storm. He was roly-poly, wasn't that fit, but a great athlete. The Refrigerator Perry. William the Refrigerator Perry, 58 today.
And a likable sort.
Very likable. People are still bitter, though, that he got the handoff instead of Walter Payton in the Super Bowl against the Patriots that year. Walter Payton had a great career. He should have gotten the Super Bowl touchdown. He didn't, unfortunately. And the refrigerator is 58. Does anybody out there have a refrigerator that's 58 years old and still using it? I doubt it.
I doubt it.
That's right. The price has really come down on those.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I thought this was the baby's room. I'm really sorry.
She was the witness to the shrinkage on Seinfeld, the actress Melanie Smith. She was Jerry's little girlfriend, Rachel. They made out during Schindler's List, Neumannsam. Neumann. Melanie Smith is 58. We got a country singer on the list today.
There I said my last goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
I opened up the note and found a set of
Jeff Carson.
Yes.
I hope it flies. It's not the car that you're needing.
The name was the car, but it wasn't about the car. Jeff Carson is 57. You like that song?
I do.
It's a good one. Yep. JB Smooth is 55.
Larry? Larry David?
Yeah?
Hey, where's Loretta? Loretta! Peanut boy!
He's been on a couple of shows, and he does stand-up. He does commercials. J.B. Smooth is 55. Our rapper of the day is Flo Rida. Flo Rida. And Flo Rida is 39 today. And the shortest woman alive right now, Jyoti Amge is 27. She is 23 inches tall.
Hello, I'm Jyoti Amge. I'm 24 years old. I am the world's shortest living woman. Welcome to India.
Now, she's from India, and she's done some acting. She was in the American Horror Story Freak Show, and she's 27 today.
All right.
23 inches tall.
Wow. Not quite 2 feet. That's crazy. All right, gone, but not forgotten. She was the Queen of England, Catherine of Aragon.
I've eaten sandwiches
with
longer than her.
Yes, probably.
You've heard of the two-foot-long, right? $5. You've heard of $5 foot-long. It's right. The $10 two-foot-long.
Two-foot-long. 1485. Ludwig van Beethoven. Was there anybody hotter in the late 70s? 1770s. Or the 1700s.
Well, if Beethoven would have, I don't think Beethoven would have any idea that some 200 years after his birth, that there'd be people at a place called Studio 54 using substances and doing whatever they heck wanted to do in that particular joint and dancing to a version of his song. Beethoven's fifth. This is the fifth of Beethoven, Walter Murphy. They discoed up Beethoven, Neil.
Funked it up a little bit.
And it worked.
It did. That's a big hit, for sure. Ludwig von Beethoven. You know, he went deaf and almost committed suicide. He got very depressed and couldn't perform. Anyway, troubled times. But he did well. 1770. Anthropologist Margaret Mead, you may have studied about her at some point along the way. And now, it's TV theme time. This guy gave us a lot of shows. Stephen Bochco. Hill Street Blues, L.A. Law, NYPD Blue, he liked his blue, and many other shows. He also had a hand in Doogie Howser, McMillan and Wife, Ironside, Stephen Bochco, born on this day, 1943. There really isn't anything else here. You've heard of 2001, A Space Odyssey. Arthur C. Clarke wrote that. He was 1917. They're all gone. But not forgotten.
There would have been more if your staff knew more about country music.
Now I spend every waking hour thinking about you.
You guys forgot one of the Glazer brothers.
Oh.
Jim Glazer.
Oh, sure.
You're getting to me again.
And he had a number one from the mid-80s.
Yes.
A forgotten lost number one. You're getting to me again.
Yeah, we played this.
People all know Tom Paul,
Tom
of course.
Paul, but yeah, Jim had a few hits.
He was born the state 1937. Now they're all gone.
Gone, but not forgotten.
We have to play the Almanac Quiz for a 10-ounce bag of coffee from Split Rock Coffee, the coffee you can drink all day, and the coffee that we give away on the Bob Almanac. The question today is, astronomers on this date in 2009 discovered a planet that is all water, and we said that the discovery of water means what? It supports the making of what on a planet? Some may say the making and the creation of life.
Right.
That's not it.
That's not
I'm
it.
Giving you a hint. It's something else.
Yeah, think flower.
763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. Yeah, I guess. 763-450-0100. First one with the correct answer wins a 10-ounce bag of coffee. You got to come here to Bob FM to pick them up. We're not shipping out any coffee.
So
we don't have a license. We don't have a license to ship out coffee and things like that. Because, as you know, from Beverly Hills Cop, coffee can be used to mask the scent of narcotics if you're mailing and sending them out. So we don't want people to think we're doing that.
No,
so
I got to take that chance.
What you're going to want to do is come here and pick it up. 763-450-0100. Mm-hmm. Neil, would you like to start your Bobathon long stretch of music here Wednesday edition with Diamond Rio, Norma Jean Riley? Oak Ridge Boys, I wish you could have turned my head around and left my rear end alone. And then George Strait, Adelaida.
Diamond Rio, please.
Okay.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1, Albany St. Cloud, KBGY, Faribault, KLCIO.